Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
What is it that pulls me with others in the family of God? What is it? Since we don't have to look alike and we are not of the same temperament and we don't all vote the same way come election, what is it that causes us to support one another? In the world, you have to be in little cliques to find support. What is it about the Christian family that gives us a sense of oneness and support? Well, let me give you the first one. We are children of the same Father. You know, I was thinking while putting my thoughts together for this talk, I was thinking in the human family, there are multiple different kinds of births. Now, I know the actual birth itself is always the same, but just stop and think about the differences. Some are born into this life in a natural birth. Some are brought into this life by cesarean. Some are born from a mother that they stay with throughout their lives. They know them, they love them, they find support with them, and they grow up with that same woman who bore them. Many have no idea who their mother is. Many more don't know who their father is. Never met him, never once. Some have lived in homes where there have been four and five mothers, or four and five fathers. Some have been adopted. Some were born from mothers who had no anesthesia. Some were born from mothers who had a lot of anesthesia. My children were born from a mother whose husband wanted anesthesia. When I was born, my mother was given a little chloroform. But you talk about not being wanted when your mother is given chloroform at your birth. I mean, that I kind of feel like the Rodney Dangerfield of the family. But that's what they gave back then, just a little whiff to take the pain away. My dad was right there. He was the one applying it. Well, that's a scary thought, isn't it? All different kinds of setups, but in God's family, everybody is born the same way. We all have the same father. We all are in the same family. That's a reason to pull together. You're a brother. You're a sister, just because you're in the Lord. Stop letting your differences break down the fellowship. Stop listening to the world and getting your cues from the world that gives us strata of fellowship, where the upper crust relates to the upper crust, and the middle class relates to the middle class, and those who are in this habit or this hobby relate to one another and nobody else. That's hogwash. In the Christian family, when you meet a brother or you meet a sister, you met a family member. We've all been born anew. The second reason we pull together is because we take our instruction from the same source. We take our instruction from the same source. Do you see what it is? It is through the living and abiding Word of God. You talk about a reliable source of truth. This is the same book I've been reading from throughout the history of the church. This wonderful book was chained to a pulpit in the Dark Ages. It was in Latin, which was the language of the clergy, but now it has been freed for all of us to read. We all read the same book. We get our instruction from the same source.
In Christ, we're brothers and sisters because we all have the same Heavenly Father, and we take our instruction from the same reliable source of truth, the Bible. Those are two good reasons for us to pull together. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Hope Beyond Division, Reasons for Pulling Together, was copyrighted in 1988 and the Slife Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.